The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Welcome to Build Your Tribe with your host, Shalene Johnson.
Hey, what's up? I'm so happy that I'm here with you. It's pretty cool. I just wanted to remind you that it's perfectly okay if you want to binge listen, right? Like, I mean, that's the thing these days. We binge watch Netflix. We catch up on shows when we've got time. So it's totally cool if you've missed several episodes. So set aside some time tomorrow, like schedule it, maybe on Saturday, maybe on Sunday. You're going to wake up early and do something that's really great for you, for your business, and enjoy a Build Your Tribe binge. Now, before we get started, I want to say thank you to every one of you who leaves me a love note. That's what I call the reviews that you leave for me on iTunes. I'm reading them right now. Thank you so much to Marietta Beginner. Thank you so much to Mr. Airplane, Live Your Purpose, Julie Voorhees. I want to also thank Ingrid Tuckson. To you, I want to say thank you. Thank you right now for putting me on pause and writing me a review on iTunes. It's huge. Let me know what you thought about the last episode. Let me know what you thought about this episode. Let me know what you think in general about Build Your Tribe. And if you're not already a member of Marketing Impact Academy, be sure to use the hashtag #IWantMIA because each month I select randomly one reviewer who used that hashtag and we gift to you a scholarship, a lifelong membership to Marketing Impact Academy. And so let's just randomly select someone right now. I'm not even reading the review. I'm just looking for the hashtag. And I'm going to randomly select someone. And let's see, did that person use the hashtag? Yep. Okay. Here we go. The review comes from Six Foot Lion. It was on May 22nd, 2015. 6 Foot Lion, please send an email to operations@shalenejohnson.com and let them know that you are the recipient. We're giving you a lifelong membership to the Ultimate Academy for anyone who wants to build an online business, anyone who has an online business and needs to take it into the stratosphere. We are giving you a scholarship to attend. 6 Foot Lion says, I used to listen to Build Your Tribe and I loved it, tons. Then Shalene decided to ditch it and let us transition to her other show, The Shalene Show, that was not as such, this is funny, I'm just like reading it live, I guess, here we go, that her other show that was not as such benefit to me. I stopped listening. Not too long ago, I realized then that this show is back to life and I'm so excited. I batch listened every day to catch up with all the past episodes. Such a clear message. The episodes are not too long. They give us amazing advice on anything that an aspiring and experienced entrepreneur needs to know. Love, love, love the show, and I recommend it to many others. I also would love to be a part of Shalene's Marketing Impact Academy. Well, good news. This is your lucky day. Thank you so much for your reviews. Okay, time to start the show. Build Your Tribe, by the way, is dedicated to helping each and every one of you who are interested in building passive income, building your online business. I am really devoted to helping you build your tribe, which specifically means building your email list and more generally means just being better, more comfortable, more confident at being an entrepreneur. All right, about to get to that first question, but before we do, just a reminder that if you would like to submit your question, please go to shalenejohnson.com/ask Shalene.
Hi, Shalene. This is Sonia from Wisconsin. I have a random question for you. I'm hoping you can tell me the biggest rejection you've ever faced and how you overcame it to become successful someday. Thank you so much.
Okay. Rejection? Are you kidding me? Like, that's my middle name. and it's all right. I love rejection. Rejection's a good thing, and I'm going to explain why. But first, you asked me to share with you my biggest rejection. I don't know how to answer that. I think by biggest, you must mean the one that was most upsetting. And I don't know if there's one in particular because of the attitude I've adopted about rejection. So first, just to make sure everyone feels completely comfortable with the fact that we're all human, that it's important we know we're all going to experience rejection. I have so much rejection, I don't even know where to start. Maybe we could go all the way back to freshman year in high school, being the only girl, yes, the only girl, cut from the girls' freshman basketball team. And then all of the colleges that I applied to that I wasn't accepted at, I guess that's rejection. And even more of the law schools I thought I could get into rejected me. And how about the fact that I was rejected when I tried out for the dance team at Michigan State, which was probably a good thing because then I ended up on the mock trial team, which was really fun. But how about the 5 years of teaching fitness classes and then moving to Southern California to teach fitness classes for like minimum wage and being rejected by every gym I applied to? Nobody would hire me. Then once I did get a job and started teaching fitness classes, then started to apply to present at fitness conferences. And I was rejected the first 4 years that I applied. I applied to the Ideal World Fitness Convention and rejection, rejection, rejection. And the worst part about that was I didn't know why. Like, what was I doing wrong? Like, what could I do better? What could I work on? Eventually, I was accepted, and eventually, I was actually nominated to be one of the top three finalists in the Idea World Fitness Instructor of the Year category. And I was nominated 3 or 4 years, I think maybe four, I'm not sure. But I never won it. So was that rejection? I guess. Sure. And then there were the 10 fitness infomercial companies that I met with, all of whom wanted to do a program with us. They were hot to meet us, excited about Turbo Kick, Turbo Jam. And then there were those two companies that only after they met with me in person, they didn't want to do the program. So was that rejection? Yeah, I guess so. There were also countless retailers who we presented our fitness apparel line to who wanted no part of it, thought it was terrible, worst thing they'd ever seen. I've been rejected for book deals, rejected for speaking opportunities, rejected because of my body type, my speaking style, my personality isn't right for this or that. Rejection is only a big deal if you reject yourself. It's only a big deal if you take it personally. It's only damaging if you allow it to stop you. Otherwise, rejection is projection. It's moving you forward, right? And the only time it's negative is if you stop trying, and then it would be regression. Don't let rejection turn into regression where you stop. Rejection should be progress. Like, the more no's you get, the closer you are getting to a yes. So here are my quick tips to help you deal with rejection. Number one, don't take it personally. When you approach someone, when you open yourself up, when you put your stuff out there, you naturally feel like it's personal when you're rejected, like it's a reflection on you. But the truth is, it's not. When I get a rejection, especially about something or surrounding something that's really important to me or that represents my work, or in many cases, it's rejection of me, right? Like, I'm not tall enough or I'm not the right personality. Like, most of the rejection I've received, it's hard not to take it personal because they, for whatever reason, I'm not the right fit. So isn't that personal? Well, you would think so. But the way I've learned to deal with this is to recognize that what I'm putting myself out there for is usually something commercial related. Like, it's not a romantic thing, it's a business thing. So I try to think of myself, and I know this is going to sound kind of weird, but I try to remind myself that in these situations, I'm really a product. So it's a particular product that someone's rejecting. It's not me personally. It's not who I am. It's not my character. It's not my soul. It's not what I stand for. It's me, but it's the branded, packaged version of me. It's not me, the individual, that's being rejected. My second tip is to just expect rejection. In fact, go for rejection. Now, I'm not sure if you are a listener or a subscriber to The Chalene Show, but if you're not, hello, duh, you should be. It's like life coaching. We talk about, everything. In fact, The episode that I released today, the same day as I released this episode on The Chalene Show, is, oh my gosh, it's riveting. It's about this kid who, he was 17 years old when this murder happened in his small town. And at age 19, he gets arrested for this murder, spends 10 years in prison. And then the guy who said he did it came forward and said, yeah, I was lying. And he was released from prison. Anyways, it's my interview with Ryan Ferguson. I digress, but you should listen to that episode. Why did I just mention The Chalene Show? Oh, I know why. Because rejection is awesome. And I want you to listen to another episode called Rejection Rocks. In that episode, I featured an author, Jia Jing, who's also, you've probably seen him on TED Talks. And he went through this experiment when he tried to basically go 100 days and experience 100 days of rejection. And what he found was, because he was setting out to anticipate and to try to make rejection happen, he would ask for these outlandish, outrageous things from people. And most people wouldn't reject him. They would say yes. And really, the point was that there were some people who rejected him, but it was the volume of requests. It was the number of times he put himself out there fully expecting to be rejected, that it made it so much easier. And one of the things that he learned in doing this was that most people really do want to help you. And when you do get a no, it's no big deal. It's not the end of the world. You just got to put yourself back out there. So my suggestion is to just expect rejection. Expect that people are going to say no. One of the best things I ever learned from my first mentor, Brian Tracy, who I still love, adore, and respect, is to, especially when you're in sales, and this is one of the things I learned as a salesperson selling knives door to door, yep, Cutco, was that if you make it your goal to be rejected 10 times each day, you're probably going to be the number one salesperson. Because if you're getting 10 no's, you're probably getting 3 yeses. But it's just a shift in mindset. It's expecting rejection. Because if you receive enough rejection, ultimately, you're going to get more yeses. Number 3, review the rejection. Now, I don't think that all rejection needs an over-analysis. Like, sometimes people just say no and it's their own thing, right? Like, they're jealous, or they just don't get it, or it's not the right time, or they're stupid, or whatever. Like, sometimes there's no point in reviewing it. It's just, it's their issue. It's like, sorry, you lose, right? But there are times where it's good to know why you were rejected. For example, when I applied year after year to the IDEA World Fitness Conference to be a presenter, I kind of wanted to know, like, okay, what could I do differently? What is it that I don't have that they need? Because if I had what they needed, they would have asked me to be a presenter. So I did need to learn from that rejection. I had to find out what specifically was I missing so that I could improve myself and be more marketable or a better fit for their conferences. But never second guess. Never try to assume why you've been rejected. If you can ask someone for feedback, do so in a way that doesn't sound like you're a little baby sour grapes. Like, I'm just sitting here crying, wondering why I wasn't selected. I'm just over here drinking a bottle of vodka, trying to figure out why you didn't accept my book proposal. Like, you've got to be a grown-up about this. And I would suggest saying, thank you so much for your time and consideration. In my efforts to improve my product, service, whatever, if you have a moment, if you could just give me one or two suggestions, I would be eternally grateful. Again, thank you so much for your time. In this way, you sound mature, professional, and there's a good chance they're going to be so impressed with your request for positive, constructive feedback, they might just reconsider the rejection. And lastly, reframe rejection. Rejection means progress. People who don't put their stuff out, people who don't ask for approval or rejection, are stuck. They're not doing anything. They're regressing. So those people who are getting rejection are actually moving forward. Like, if you're getting rejected, you're so much closer to success. Like, you're progressing. Everybody else is standing still. Rejection is a really good sign that you are on the right track. Lifers, can you believe it? I did it. I was brief. I was bright. I hope I made it fun. And now I'm done. Like, this is a record, shortest episode ever on Build Your Tribe, but it's Friday! Woohoo! Ow! Woo! Yeah, baby! Woo-woo! I seriously got carried away. Listen, my promise to you to be brief, to be bright, to be fun, and to be done, the absolute most difficult element of that for me is to be brief. I just have so much I want to say. I'm done, and you've got extra time. So if I can, I'd love to urge you to head over to The Chalene Show and listen to some of those most recent episodes. But if you are fully business-minded, heck, you should probably look at some of the most recent titles and Build Your Tribe and take a listen. And by the way, if any of these episodes have been helpful to you, can I ask you a huge favor? Yo, like, this is big. I mean it. I'm getting, like, real serious here. It is so important that you subscribe to the show and that you head back to iTunes or Stitcher, wherever you downloaded the podcast, and write a review for the show. Now, I've had people who leave messages and they're like, I don't understand how to leave a review. Well, you can do it from your phone. You just have to go back to iTunes. You have to go back to the iTunes store, or you have to click on the podcast icon and leave a review there. It's really important, but if it's a hassle, no big deal. For those of you who can figure it out, please know that I read every single review. I will see your words. And don't forget, every month, I pick one person randomly who's left a review for Build Your Tribe with the hashtag IWantMIA, and we award a scholarship. We give away a lifetime membership. It's valued at over $10,000. You get everything that's included in Marketing Impact Academy, plus all of the updates, plus all of the bonuses. You get everything. And we give that away randomly to one person who leaves a review each month. So if you're going to do that, please don't forget to leave the hashtag IWantMIA in your review. And iTunes gives you this, like, weird kind of, like, username thing, which is great, but it really helps us, especially if that's something you would like to be registered for. If in your review, you leave us your full name or maybe your Instagram name or your Facebook name so that we have a way to cross-reference that and follow up with you to let you know you won. Either way, I just want to thank each and every one of you for taking the time to do that. It means a lot. I appreciate it. This is free content, and that's how you can support the show. I look forward to spending this time with you again soon. All right. I love you. I mean it. I'm out. See ya. Bye. This episode has been sponsored by CourageousConfidenceClub.com. It's a club that I've created specifically to help people who struggle with confidence and insecurities and social settings and just standing up for themselves, being yourself and feeling good about it. All of us could benefit from having more confidence. I'd love for you to just experience a taste of it. So please be my guest by going to ShaleneJohnson.com/confidence tips. Now, if you don't feel like writing that web address down or remembering to go there later, all you have to do is, while you're listening from your phone, send me a text message. The number is 949-565-4337, and that is for U.S. residents. Then just send me the word confidence, and I will send you access to this video. This video will help you to eliminate self-doubt and just feel more confident in any situation, whether it's work or personal or just your social interactions. Every one of us can benefit from having more confidence. There you'll submit your email address, and I will immediately send to your inbox my latest training video, where I teach you step-by-step how to feel more confident in just about any social setting. I think you'll find this incredibly useful, whether it's business or personal or just in your everyday interactions. Confidence is something that makes life easier. It helps you to raise more confident, self-efficient children. It allows us to speak our mind, to stand up for ourselves, to do the things that otherwise we are paralyzed by fear, and we just allow our own thoughts to stop us. By learning how to overcome self-doubt and fear of success, you can become that confident person that others are attracted to. The person you want to be, the person you deserve to be, the person you know is inside of you. So thank you for checking out my free tools by going to ShaleneJohnson.com/confidence tips.